He will mention only one of them, Mu'tazili. Mu'tazili are a branch of Islamic philosophy which they believe, they are the science-oriented people, the most realistic one. They are the guys who try to bring out a version of Islam which is logically provable, okay? And they were Orthodox. And they said, do not dare to interpret the book. The book is the holy book. Take it literally. So if in the book God said, thou shalt see me, then I will see him. Because at the end, after 100,000 years from now, the judgment day, he made me mean, really. And with this eye, I will see him. These are a group of people who took over the empire of Islam for a very short period of time. Because they were really radicals and heartless. Their caliph is Al-Musta'simu Billah, who was the most heartless fellow. He was used to do the prayer of the Maghrib, go out with his sword, cut off the head of a couple of people who are the sinners or whatever, cut their head, come back and pray again. So they were so heartless that there was a revolt. The people revolted and they killed them all. They vanished. The other people came around, but their thinking system, because it was very systematic, was inherited by some other group of Muslims, Shi'is. Yeah, the fiqh of Shi'ism comes from Mu'tazili. That's why it is harsh. Because they were heartless people, really. But dogmatic believers, really. Rumi will talk about them and say, don't listen to these guys. Because they think that you could see it with this eye. Stupid. Because this is physical vision. We are talking about the spiritual vision, which is something different. It is ridiculous to think that the physical eye could see. This is first. Second, any heart which has a differentiation between sorrow and joy is not worthy of seeing him. You will see him when you pass these differentiations. Means, as long as you have your preferences, you are not worthy. In love, you will lose your preferences. You will surrender to beloved. A joyful surrender, not surrender to force. The heart, which has a tendency toward laughing, don't say that. It is worthy. You know why? Because what is sorrow and what is joy? Both are temporary. They call it RIA, means momentarily they are here. They are not fundamental. And if the heart is related to these fundamentals, to these two temporary stuff, you cannot see the green garden of love. Why it's green? Green is a special word because it relays the color green, it relays all the vegetation, but mainly it means grow, something that grows up by nature. And love is like that. So the garden of love is green. This garden of love, which is green, has no edge and has no limit. And there are so many other fruits, not only happiness, and sorrow. Because happiness and sorrow are oversimplification of all the feeling that could one find in the heart. And say, if you're between these two, that I like this, I don't like that, you cannot even imagine the green garden of love.
Oh, love is higher than these two states of feeling. Without spring and without autumn, it is green and fresh. Pay the tithe on thy fair face, O beauteous one. Relate the story of the soul that is rent in pieces.
Okay, let's just stop it here. Because now, from here to the end of the paragraph, my God, we have a little bit... you have to be patient, because here, Rumi dared to talk like a lover. You know how lovers talk? They don't care about logic. They don't even care to convince you or not. And here he did it. And he's preparing something to come to the point to say that, listen, this wine is drunk because of me, not I'm drunk because of the wine. He wants to say this. Later you will see. I will say, oh, that wine which is mesmerizing and boiling inside is waiting for me to drink it. Remember the water and the thirsty and the two-way attraction, which is one and oneness and all that. He wants to come to that. He will dare to say wrongdoing and well-doing, they are accidents, they are happening in here, and they will die, and both will turn to God. And suddenly he will declare that, okay, this is the sunrise, and enlightenment is here, and oh my beloved Hasanuddin, do this. In a lot of interpretation, they think that Rumi talked and talked, because it will look like that, that, oh, suddenly we talked too much and we lost the track of time. Oh, sorry, Mr. Hasanuddin, you're tired, let's do it another day. That exists, that kind of explanation. We'll come to that next time, inshallah. Let's hear it from where we left it last time. It's 1738. هر که عاشق دیدیش معشوق دان. These are the verses that you were supposed to do this. Who did that? I hope everybody did. Keep it. Keep it. One day we'll come back to it. هر که عاشق دیدیش معشوق دان خوب به نسبت هست هم این و همان تشنگان گر آب جویند از جهان. How many times you read that tomorrow? Whenever there is a chance, I will repeat this word for you. Because all of you, you think that you're looking for knowledge. And you don't think about knowledge looking for you. I mean, you don't, somehow it's ruined in us. They don't let us to keep this good feeling we had in childhood. In childhood, you have this feeling that you are wanted and you are loved and everybody wants to help you and everybody is happy you're here. You forget that. It's ruined by what? You tell me. Competition. They will force us to feel that we are competing with each other. We are not. We could walk together because we are all the same. So remember that this knowledge is seeking you. I mean, that come back to me, Erjai. It's not something that he said once and a prophet wrote it in a book. I told you, later Rumi will say, if you could keep quiet, If you could stop this internal dialogue, and if you could stop all the noises and sounds here, what would remain?